The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to April 1986.
The University of Detroit presents the world's slowest chimes, yep, ringing in Ask the Professor.
Speed those up.
Yeah. The radio program on which you match wits with the University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of
slow
questions and answers.
Slow wits.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It really affects the pace of the show.
It does. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have most of our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
She's still doing her George number. On Sarah's right, from the School of Education and Human Services and Wayne County Community College, Professor Wallace Peace.
Hi, Daddy, and it won't be long now.
Oh.
I won't ask.
We'll explain. We'll explain
no,
that a little later. And on his right, my left.
You were supposed to ask, you know, what won't
no
from
way.
The school
no
of,
way.
From the Department of Political
your
Science.
Your story won't be long.
University, Professor John Clemens.
Will be. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
There, John. Most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you will receive an autographed autograph, and a bumper sticker. If you stump the panel, you'll get the photographed autograph and the bumper sticker. All right.
Okay.
On our
now we've got the ground rules
program.
Established.
We were in the midst of some questions from Paul Monachina, Jr. of Lee, Massachusetts.
Had we done well on those?
Well,
no.
You weren't doing disastrously.
Well, that's the best.
Which means you haven't gotten any wrong so far.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
After what that is, one question.
Yes. What is an Arkansas toothpick?
A baseball bat.
No.
A broom.
No.
Handle.
No.
Is it a large thing?
Well,
large?
It's relatively
a rolling
large
pin.
For its category of...
Fishing pole.
No. Think of a weapon.
A gun.
A gun.
Rifle.
No.
A knife.
A knife.
A knife.
Think
knife.
Of a large kind
a Bowie
of
knife.
A Bowie knife.
Okay.
Yes, a Bowie knife with a wooden handle.
Ah.
That's what
okay,
it is.
Arkansas toothpick.
Yes.
Okay.
Who am I?
Those Southerners have such colorful language.
Don't they, though? Yes. Who am I? This is a who am I question.
Oh, okay.
Who am
Ed
I?
Ed DeWint, you
no.
are.
I was the last of the signers of the Declaration of Independence to die at age 95.
Okay.
I was the only Catholic and the wealthiest man in the colonies. Before I died, I played a key role in the creation of the first passenger and freight railroad in the United States.
Lord Baltimore.
I thought
no.
I thought that Washington was the wealthiest man in the U.S. at that
That's
time.
No, he was very wealthy, but not the wealthiest.
Well, Catholic.
Which means he must have been
think
from
of
Maryland.
Baltimore. That's right.
He had to be from Maryland.
Johns Hopkins.
Think of the think of the name of
Benjamin
the Bishop
Rush.
Of Baltimore.
Fulton Sheen.
After whom a Jesuit school is named in Ohio.
Fordham.
What's Carroll? John Carroll.
That's I'll accept.
Carrollton.
Accept. Just stop while you're ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Carroll. It was Charles Carroll.
Charles
I'll
Carroll.
Accept Carroll. That's,
okay.
All right.
You know that's really the same name, Charles Carroll. It's like William
Charles
Williams
Charles
and
right.
Richard Richard.
Right. Yes, that's true. You're right.
Carl.
My
you're
insurance
right.
agent is named Thomas Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I have a student whose name is William Williams, and mm-hmm. the best man at my red wedding was named Richard Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I thought you would be interested.
That's nice,
in that.
Nice.
Yes, we are taking notes.
In other words, shut up.
Yes. In 1950, the Treasury Department recalled all $20 bills and issued new ones. Why?
Because
the
they were
fit.
Forgeries.
No.
The ink was running.
No.
They had gold.
They
then.
Were wearing out.
Nope.
They weren't made out of paper.
It has to do with the artwork.
That was a
it was
flaw.
Messy.
No, it wasn't messy.
It was obscene.
No, it wasn't that either.
They had... There was an error in the artwork.
It was
artwork.
The wrong color.
No, I'll have to give this to you.
Okay.
Harry Truman added a balcony to the second floor of the White House, and the Treasury Department decided to keep the 20s up to date.
I think that's a waste.
So do
yeah,
I.
That's absurd.
That's
well,
silly.
No, you wouldn't want an old white picture of the White House.
Well, sure.
Yeah, yes,
the
I would.
English money has pictures of the old Parliament and all that kind of stuff.
It has historical value.
Well, the English
as a historian,
are strange people.
They certainly are.
Oh, boy.
We are not.
This event occurred over 100 years ago and was reported by the town newspaper under a headline that read, Three Men Hurled into Eternity in the Duration of a Moment. What was the event?
They blew up. Something blew up.
No, it wasn't.
It was an airplane flight.
No,
or something.
No.
100 years ago.
100 years ago.
Come on, get
they
with
were
it. 100, this
catapulted
was like
1880
something, right?
That's right.
Was it right around 100 years ago, or was it before 100 years ago?
It was in the tombstone epitaph.
The tomb. Oh, the gunfight at OK Corral.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I mean, only 19th century American newspapers
would use
that kind
like
of
that.
Language.
Yeah.
Three men hurled into eternity in the duration of a moment.
It's not even apt.
You should see some of my papers.
Oh, I see. Who am I, or who was I?
All right.
I had red hair.
Queen Elizabeth
I. Size 13 feet. My mother was a Tory and did not care much for my politics. I wore eyeglasses, although not in public. My horse was named Nelson, and my wife appeared on the first postage stamp in 1902. I was also the third cousin, twice removed, of General Robert E. Lee.
This is an English person.
No, it isn't. Well, he would have been originally, but...
He had been an American.
Yes. Yes.
He was an immigrant.
Red hair,
red
size
hair,
13.
Size 13 feet.
Was he a U.S. politician of
he
some note?
He was.
George Washington.
Right. He had red hair.
He's on the dollar bill, isn't he?
Yeah. It says here. I always wear that white powdered wig, you know.
We
well, yeah, that's,
not,
that's why
that
we didn't know.
Because we worked too hard for him.
The tower of the Empire State Building was designed for what purpose?
To withstand airplane crashes.
No.
To withstand the climbing of King Kong.
No, it wasn't.
For a radio.
No.
Suicide.
No.
Observation deck.
So that if television ever were invented,
no,
it would have some place
no,
to
no, no.
stick
it has
an
to
antenna.
Do with transportation.
You could fly off of it.
You could...
Blinking lights
You could
to
do something in terms of flying with
you
it.
You could let airplanes know that they
no.
were not near the runway.
Pad. It's a landing pad of some sort.
For dirigibles.
That's right, dirigibles. Exactly. Remember that fad?
Yeah. After the Hindenburg.
That was really an awful movie. Did you see it?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We're talking about the reality, not some movie.
Yes.
That was an awful reality.
Real about that movie.
Right.
By bonus question.
People got hurled in eternity.
All right. Next question.
According to the Bible, how many humans were aboard Noah's Ark?
Noah and his family.
That's right.
So
was
it more than
two
eight?
At least.
There's two, Noah and Mrs. Noah.
Right. Okay. Then there was
couple
their children and
kids.
Their wives.
That's right. How many sons did he have?
Three.
And
so
their wives.
We're talking
six.
Eight.
That's
we're talking
and
eight.
And of course, there were probably
we're
three
talking,
children.
No, there weren't. We're talking
they left those behind. They didn't want those in the New World.
That's
no,
right.
No children.
We're talking eight.
Which
they
led
knew.
To the TV series later on, Eight is Enough.
Yes, that's right. And they have biblical
but
warrant
everything.
For it.
Right.
Yes. Well, we thank Mr. Monachina Jr., Paul. He didn't stump
Real
the panel.
Good questions.
They were good questions.
But those were fun.
And even better answers, I might add.
So send in some more.
Yeah.
And try to stump the panel
yeah,
again.
Get that photo next time.
Yeah, that's right. Our next set of questions comes from L. Gene Hansen of Plymouth, Michigan, who just starts it in saying, "Hi, I love your show. Two Wrong is Passing." Okay.
Two Wrong is
Three
passing.
Questions or what?
Another five.
Okay.
What is known as the Land of Cakes?
Land of Cakes?
Mm-hmm.
A European country.
Yes.
England.
It's that part
France.
Of the world.
Scotland.
That's right, Scotland. What is the land of the midnight sun?
Norway.
That's right. What is the land of the rising sun?
China.
Japan.
And what is the land of opportunity? This is a state nickname.
The United States.
No, it's
New
a
Mexico.
State. Not, you're moving in the right direction now.
Nevada. Oregon.
No.
Utah.
No, you're too far up. Move south.
Texas.
Arizona.
Oklahoma.
New Mexico.
Think Orville Faubus.
Arkansas.
That's right.
With an Arkansas toothpick, that's a real land of opportunity.
It sure is.
And you can get Bowie knife.
Yes. And the final one, what state slogan is Land of Lincoln?
Illinois.
That's right.
That was an easy one.
That was a hard one.
Well, we thank L. Gene Hansen.
Way to go, L.
Those didn't stump the panel, but send in some more and
try again.
See what we can do. Our next set of questions comes from Paula Heaton of Utica, Michigan, who says the following all have something to do with entertainment. I can't say how many because I haven't thought of them yet. Okay. All right. Well,
all right. I like the spontaneous type question.
Uh-huh. Yes, I like that.
What English sitcom is about four college students living in a run-down old house?
La Bohème.
No.
That's a sitcom, huh?
What English sitcom is about four
I don't know the BBC all that
I don't
well.
Either. No.
We don't get that on
no,
our television.
No, we don't. It's something called The Young Ones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Who played Sergeant Joe Friday?
Jack Webb. That's right.
What musical is set in Catfish Row?
Porgy and Bess, and it is not a musical, it is an opera.
That's right. Who played TV's...
Is it all singing?
All of it.
Yes, originally. That's why the Met is now doing it.
Okay.
The way Glyndebourne will be doing it this summer.
Ooh.
They're doing it?
Yes.
Is Peter Hall staging it?
No.
That's what I thought.
Yes, Peter Hall is not
Never
staging it.
Never would he stage that one.
No, he wouldn't. He'd insist they all be in whiteface. That would be Peter Hall. What role did Dooley Wilson play in Casablanca?
Sam.
Yes. Who played TV Superman?
George Reeves.
That's right. Who was the first black to win a Best Actor Emmy?
Emmy?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby.
That's right, Bill Cosby.
Must have been for I Spy.
I didn't think it was. What did Hazel call her boss?
What did her boss call Hazel? I mean, you know, what's the question? I don't know who that is. Is that a TV show?
Yeah,
radio show?
The old TV series, Hazel.
She called him Mr.
Ted.
Yes.
His initial.
That's right.
B.
Mr. B.
Mr. B for right.
I was ready to go through the alphabet.
Exactly.
That was Mr. Baxter.
What was Walt Disney's first full-length feature cartoon?
Fantasia.
No. Before that.
Steamboat Willie.
No, full length.
Cinderella.
No, you're in the 50s now. This is back in the 30s.
Well, I didn't see that one.
The 32 Dalmatians, which increased because of inflation later on to 101. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
That's right.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
That's right.
She wanted top billing, so she got it.
Yes.
She held out.
Yeah. What singer-actress got her start in gay bathhouses in New York City? Performing in gay bathhouses.
Googie Gomez.
No.
Bette Midler. Really? Yes.
Did she really?
Yes. And Eleanor Stieber finished her career there.
That must have been where they got the idea from.
I think it probably was.
In that
movie.
Musical.
Yes. What were the five opening words on Ben Casey?
Life. No. Death. Birth.
Well, you got two of them.
Death, the final
life and
stage
death.
Of life.
No. It was, I'll give you a half for that.
Man, woman.
Yes.
Life, death,
no,
birth.
No, forget life.
Okay, forget life. Birth.
Yes.
Man, death. Woman, death.
Yes. And then what?
Illness.
Ben.
Redemption.
No. Casey.
Then comes love. Then
salvation.
Comes marriage.
Time for commercial.
No, it deals with time.
Time.
Eternity.
What's
infinity?
Infinity. You've got it all.
Man,
wow.
Space, woman, life.
Birth, death, infinity.
Man, woman, birth, death,
infinity. That's right.
Isn't that cute?
Isn't that, really?
Very philosophical.
Yes.
Whatever.
Who played the villain in Rear Window?
Raymond Burr.
We thank
He's
Paula.
Really grown into that part, hasn't he?
She didn't stump the panel either, but
those were good questions.
But I mean, sometimes we're just hot.
Yes.
Yeah,
today we're
one
just
of those very
hot.
And while we sit here and just get hot, let's take a break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from April 1986. We're pleased to bring you these special classic shows throughout the summer months, and thank you for listening. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor show from April 1986.
Oh, we're back with a set of questions from L.B.L. Nicholson.
A lot of L's.
Of Livonia, today. Michigan.
L begins with an L, right?
And he just says, no clues. You cheated last time.
Oh. He felt that he had not been.
We consider 20 out of 23 passing. We.
Fine for you.
What is this, Lindbergh? Yeah. I mean.
What is this, you and your tapeworm or what?
Really,
All right.
Subject matter, general education.
Okay. We're going to kill him on this.
Oh, yeah.
What is the state flower of Alaska?
They don't have flowers.
Tundra.
They do.
The igloo. Oh,
not the igloo.
The snowdrop.
It's a good guess. It's a very small flower that appears in gardens in the spring and summer and almost spreads like a weed.
Orchid. Is there a weed, huh?
You were doing an impersonation of a flower?
It's hard to... It's hard to
the
remember.
Sunflower.
It's hard to remember this flower.
It's hard to remember. Forget me not.
That's right.
You see, you've got to know the hints, gang.
What are the two hottest months at the equator?
Oh, I don't know.
June and July.
March and September.
And September, exactly.
Because you see the equinox.
Equinox.
How many Johns have been Pope?
23, 24, 25.
No.
I would say about 7.
No.
6. 18.
24.
42.
Look, I'm
between
gonna,
1 and 10,000.
I am going to throw this one out.
Why?
Because she has 21, or he, or they, or it has 21.
Because of the schism, is that why?
The problem is when you're dealing with the history of the papacy, and you've got all these anti-popes
which she isn't.
Around, yeah. Which most people, I can't figure out to this day, right. Who was who and who was legitimate.
Right.
Any number is fair game.
Right.
You know? I mean, so we'll just cancel that question.
Well, we know that was John the 23rd.
That's right.
That's
then
one.
That was
and,
John he,
and there was a
Paul.
John the 23rd in the 14th century.
Oh, but he doesn't count. Then that was John
There
Paul
are some people who don't know about that.
Then John Paul II.
Yes.
Both of whom counted, except
and
John Paul
John
I,
Paul Belmondo.
Who may have
yes.
been murdered,
yes.
according
whom
to the new book.
Worship.
Yeah, whom many people worship.
Where were the 1900 Olympics held?
In England.
No.
1900.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about Greece.
Let's talk about someplace else.
They didn't have it in 1900.
Yes, they did.
In the northern hemisphere?
Yeah, in Europe.
In Europe.
Uh-huh.
Sweden.
Rome.
In the City of Lights.
Paris.
Paris.
Gay.
Paris.
Who was Time's Man of the Year for 1938?
Come on.
Neville
now.
Chamberlain.
No.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
You're so close.
Hitler.
That's right. Hitler.
Yes.
That's right. Who created Yertle the Turtle?
He certainly didn't let him down there, did he?
No.
Yertle the Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get
I don't
that
know
one.
That one.
It's a children's story.
Well, I, well,
Yertle
of course.
The Turtle.
We knew that, Duane. I mean,
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, Dr. I was thinking of a cartoon.
Yeah. What's the common name for the constellation Ursa Major?
The Great Bear.
That's right. What seasoning is mentioned more than 30 times in the Bible?
Sage.
Summer.
Parsley.
No.
Rosemary.
No.
Thyme.
No, it's the most fundamental seasoning.
Salt.
Salt.
That's right.
People got turned into pillars of salt, mm. in
That's
fact.
That's right.
I who can't
was,
eat it.
Who was Time's Man of the Year for 1979?
Mm.
1979.
That was before Reagan came in.
That's right.
The Ayatollah
that's,
Khomeini.
That's right.
Khomeini.
That's right.
How many times has he been on the cover?
I don't
oh
know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
John, you're
terrible.
Getting worse.
What is a mandrill?
A mandrill?
A mandrill.
They sing.
No.
There are three of them.
Trill. The mandrill trill.
Uh-huh. Right.
A mandrill
they do.
Is the,
well, it's something
it's an animal.
You're sick of
it's
eating.
An animal. What kind of animal?
A rodent.
No.
It eats mandrakes.
It's a big,
no,
it's a big
it's
animal.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big animal
bear.
In South America.
With
no,
horns?
Kind of an anteater type thing.
No, it's kind of like...
You're thinking of an
it's furry.
Anteater.
It's furry.
It's furry.
It's a baboon.
Ah, yeah, right.
A baboon.
Yes.
We wouldn't have gotten that one.
What animal was barred live entry into the U.S. in a 1902 law?
The panda.
No. It's probably because we didn't have much of a cobra problem.
The mongoose.
Mongoose.
That's right.
Why mongoose. Can't you have mongoose?
Rikki-tikki-tava.
I don't know.
Rikki-tikki-tavi.
Is it mongooses
because
or mongeese?
I don't know that either.
Either or either is correct.
Oh.
I guess no one cares. Do
what
you?
Is the leather anniversary?
Ooh. Oh. Anytime you want.
Heavy on the show now, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it early? It must be early.
It's early, yes.
Ooh, first.
No, it's
first
not
month.
First. No.
First night.
No, it's not that either, no.
Second, third, fourth.
It's one
third.
Of those. Third. That's right. That's
the
right.
leather anniversary.
Yes. And after
hey, that's,
that,
that's I guess mine you, coming up.
You're coming up.
Watch
you
out,
got
so Victoria.
Much to look forward
oh,
to.
Wow. Oh, that's... Oh, can we come and take pictures?
No.
What woman... What woman won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1937?
I know who that was.
Yes, who was it?
It was... Because they made a movie about
Mary?
It.
Mary?
Wasn't it? No. Mm. It was Lillian Hellman.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't Lillian
no,
Hellman.
For fiction. For
well,
fiction.
That was a play.
Yeah, but she may have gotten it for playwriting, but who won it for fiction?
Pearl Buck.
No, the big blockbuster novel of 1937.
Oh, well,
Gone with the
Wind.
Wind. Well, what was...
Yeah.
That's I thought her
Margaret
name was Mary.
Mitchell.
Margaret.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mary, Margaret. What's the difference?
What's a California long white?
Long white?
Mm-hmm.
It's some
a
kind
fish.
Of sushi, probably.
No, it is. California long white.
Oh, gee. Is it something to eat?
Yes.
A cow?
It is.
Yes.
A long white.
Think
it's
of the Irish.
Fish.
The Irish. The potato.
That's right. A potato. What is destroyed in Genesis 19:24?
The world.
In 19:24, no. That was probably...
No. That's not what the question means.
Oh.
In Genesis 19:24.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah. All right.
I got that from Sarah. You remember
the
she
salt,
said earlier
right?
about the
yeah.
salt.
That's
yeah.
right. What was Angelo Giuseppe Orancali better known as?
His Holiness Pope somebody.
Yes.
Pope John Paul.
No.
Or John the 23rd.
That's right, John the 23rd.
The second.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. John the 23rd.
What four letters were placed on the cross on which Christ was crucified?
I-N-R-I.
That's right.
Somehow, I don't think they did that.
I don't either.
Because they didn't have I-N.
R-I
back in those days.
Well, they did have them, but they were probably using
But
Greek
they didn't
letters.
Use them.
Well, no, they would have used Amharic letters, wouldn't they?
No. Since it was Roman officials in charge of this, it probably would have been in Greek, though.
Yeah.
It would not have been in Latin. What's Tony Curtis's real name?
We get that.
It's some real
some
weird
real weirdo
Bugsy
name.
Mazgowski
yeah.
or something.
No, it's Bernie Schwartz.
Bernie Schwartz.
Bernie Schwartz. Bernie
we don't get
Schwartz.
Half for that?
No, you don't get
What did Tommy Smith and John Carlos raise at the 1968 Summer Olympics?
A black-fisted glove. Or a
black
power.
That's
fist.
Right. That's
symbol.
Right. That's right.
For which their medals were outrageously taken away
that's
from them.
That's true. What animals does a hippophobe fear?
Hippopotami.
Horses.
No, horses.
You go for the easy one. You get duped by all of these.
Line and sinker.
Boy, they were thinking of you when they wrote that question. But you didn't disappoint.
If it was a horse, it would have been a horsophobe.
No, it wouldn't. How many rooms are on a Clue game board?
How many what?
Rooms.
Rooms. Oh, we're talking probably 8. Or nine.
That's right.
Nine?
We're talking nine. That's right. And finally, what two colors...
I haven't a clue. I was going to say.
Oh, what two colors does a blind man have trouble distinguishing?
What? Two colors? Well, pick two.
Really?
Black and white. Red and orange.
Red and green is what I have here. But
I think that's probably colorblind.
Yes.
Tasteless
I think
question.
Means,
I think
that means
meant,
colorblind.
I think
yeah.
it was meant
it
he
was
or
a
she
very
meant
tasteless
colorblind.
Question.
Yes.
Who
so not only
question.
Do we have to answer these, we have to ask them right.
LB, do not do that again.
Yes, that's right.
Proofread. I always tell my students to proofread.
See, but the problem is our show is tape is live, and so therefore we...
Well,
we can't see the questions, and we can't, you know, take out.
Nicholson, whatever his or her or their names are or something, has won.
What?
Yes,
With those kind of questions, they won?
They wanted you to get 20 out of 23, and you got 18.
Well, what they want and what they get may be two different things,
well,
Edwin.
That's true enough. That's true enough. But how are we doing on time?
Oh, we cheated last time, so we better just go on.
About a little bit time left. The reason I'm asking is that I think today's a special day.
Is it really?
Graduation is coming up.
Oh, that's
next
right.
week, in fact.
That's
and,
right.
And we have two people in associated with this program who will be receiving degrees.
At least two.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
one,
most important, or the more important, is Tom McParlin.
Tom McParlin, our
Tom.
Producer, is graduating, and we'd like him to come in.
Come
on in, Tom. Every producer has come in here.
And he has to save.
Usually unwanted, but this time we want a producer in here.
We're so proud of you.
How are you ever going to replace him?
That's going to be a real problem.
It's going to be trouble.
That's right. It is
going
to be trouble.
Yeah, would you tell those other 93 people to wait? He's not gone yet.
Yeah.
They've got the knives out. They've got their Arkansas toothpicks.
They have. They're all ready. Well, we want to congratulate Tom.
Yes.
And also tell him that he has done one fantastic
job. A terrific
job.
Magnificent.
Just
magnificent.
Yes.
Well, I want to know who's running the show while you're in here.
Yes. Well, it's on automatic pilot. And we're going to miss you.
We wish you every success.
But
yes.
We wish you the best.
You're not going to hear it to be that
easily. Good. I hope you're returning for advanced study or something.
Yes.
We'll do something.
Oh, great. And
who's the other person?
The other person is the guy to your left.
Yes, my right.
I'm finally getting my GED.
Your B.
And I'm so excited.
He's so proud he's going to put it in the phone book. You know how people put PhD and MD in the phone book? Wallace Peace, GED. It's going to be right in there.
That's right. But Professor Peace will be collecting his 75th MA or whatever it is. He seems to pick these things up with reckless
abandon. And the operative word there is reckless.
That's right.
And abandoned.
Okay.
And what are you going on to next?
Yes.
Well, I was thinking, having been so inspired by you.
Yes. Chemistry.
I would probably go
rock and roll
for my PhD in rock music with a minor in sports.
They're working out a 101.
They're working the curriculum out for me in the School of Education.
Oh, I see. Well,
he's going for his UM, his Universal Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we want to congratulate Wallace, too.
Yes, right.
And
is your whole family going to be there
all
at commencement?
Invited.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I mean, all of our radio listeners are invited.
Oh, not me. Oh, I see.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes. All right. I see.
Only people affiliated in some way with the U of D.
Oh, well, that counts me up.
Yes. I'm getting all kinds of signals that we are still running low on time.
Go to questions.
Go to questions.
Okay. Well, Tom, you might as well stay here and try
to answer a question, Tom. Our next question comes from Elliot Shaven of Oak Park, Michigan.
Hi, Elliot.
That's right.
We just blasted him a couple weeks ago.
We sure did. So let's just start right in with Elliot's questions here. What does the S on Superman's costume stand for?
Sadomasochism. We did that before.
Yeah, we got that.
It's Superman.
No, it means.
It was his family crest or something.
Right.
Like that.
Well, that's what you'd think it was, but apparently it's an in joke. It stands for the creators of the cartoon strip, Siegel and Shuster.
They sold it for $25 or something.
Well, they were dumb.
The S?
They were very stupid. But
isn't that public domain yet? I think it's part of the alphabet. You know.
Who said, any man who hates dogs and babies can't be all man?
W.C. Fields.
No, W.C. Fields.
Well, that's what it says. That's what we always think. But it says it was said by Leo Rosten at a testimonial dinner for W.C. Fields.
Then he began to.
Fields must have just appropriated it after that.
So. Well, we still get credit for that.
All right. What president appears on the $10 bill?
Well, Tom
Jackson.
Can't hold up a $10
bill.
How can
we answer that's right. Hamilton. That's
what
right.
What president?
That's right.
He wasn't a president.
Well, he wasn't a president, was he?
That question is
that's true. Right. I don't know presidents.
That's
no,
right.
Hamilton was not a president.
That's right.
The
answer
he
is
got shot before he was able to
no
do it.
No president. That's right. Who cut Samson's hair?
Delilah.
No, well, she had somebody come to
exactly.
cut his hair.
Exactly. That's it. Our producer
right.
knows.
What
that's
do you
right.
mean?
A man came in and cut the
Henri.
Hair.
Henri, his name was.
Yes, Henri.
Kenneth of New York.
Kenneth of Gaza.
He wrote a tell-all book about it afterwards.
Yes.
Well, that certainly is not what Sanson said.
Well, I know.
Or Handel.
Or Handel. That's right. That's right. That's right.
What I would go for them rather than.
What are we going to do when John Vickers retires? You'll never hear those two works again. You realize
in life.
Yes.
And you realize.
Well, how about that? We've just run out of time. Yeah. I'd like to thank the panel today, Professor Gravel, Professor Peace from Komansky, and our very special guests here, our producer, Tom McParland.
Get back in there and push some buttons there.
I wish you all the best.
That's what.
And now this word.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the E.J. and A.U. Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tom McParlin. Our technical direction is by Jim Muir. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next time, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And I'm Michael Jason. We're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from 1986.